Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Can I tell you this? It was only a matter of time before somebody thought of this. A lot of trouble. okay. 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. What? We got more coming up, including Richard Nunn from the WB. Our good friend, we're going to talk to Gabe here in a moment. We got Tim Riley coming up later on. We have and me without my ecstasy.
Well, it's a more festive kind of little, you know, bed for you to talk over for a little while.
Yeah, it teaches me to leave my free base at home. This is too perky even by our standards.
This is kind of scary.
I just can't quit snorting this cocaine.
Can't you just see all the little elves running around the North Pole? I thought it was snow.
I just froze the left half of my brain. This mountain is pure snow. All right. We got this card. Rick, happy holidays. Keep up the great work. Here's $1, so you'll read the card. And, this is from Aaron, and this is for the Everclear. Here's a gift to ease your disdain for Matt's spoiled gold-plated existence, Aaron. And then he enclosed the Everclear and $1. Did you get anything from Aaron?
No, but I got a bag here.
I got a card.
All right, excellent. Thanks, Aaron. What's in the bag? Is that for me?
Here's what it says. There's a note on the outside.
Is this somebody just dropped this off?
Just dropped this off.
Excellent.
Dear Matt, this was Rick's gift right up until the big spoiler. Now
I thought everybody knew about Star Trek.
Now I leave it up to you whether he gets it or not. It's completely at your discretion. You'll find a small consultant's fee attached to the gift.
I got your consultant's fee.
Let's the deliberations begin. So there was $1 attached to the gift. That's my consultant's fee.
Great.
So
first of all, ahead of you by like four bucks. Let me tell you, first of all, I thought everybody knew about what happened in Star Trek. I thought everybody knew that so-and-so died in the new Star Trek film. I thought it was known. It's not my fault. Forgive me for thinking that Trekkers were going to go see it like the first weekend, that Star Trek fans were going to go see the opening weekend. I figured anybody would know. And if you didn't go the first weekend, I figured that you're not a big enough Star Trek fan, it's going to matter to you if dies during the film. And it was a big thing. It's not like I'm talking about who shot JR or something. Like I'm giving away the ending of the Bible or something. I mean, it's just a... Anyway.
Okay, well, so now...
So do I get the gift?
Here's the gift. Here's what the outside says. Dear Rick, in Christina's absence, I present you with something that, while cute, is disturbingly disrespectful to pop culture icons of your youth.
Well, do I get to see what it is?
I think so. I'm going to have Sarah bring it into you. I think that's intriguing enough that I'll send it your way.
Great. All right. Let's talk to Gabe. He's in Portland. He's a full-time listener. What's up, man?
How you guys doing?
What do you got?
Well, this gentleman that sent you the email about talking with this divorce lady.
Yeah.
He needs to just give it up.
No, he's completely wrong.
Divorce yeah. Ladies are their bad news.
Yeah. No, and here's the thing. Thank you, Sarah. Here's the thing about that is when you leave a message for a girl, she doesn't call you back. Fine. You leave a message for a girl, she doesn't call you back again. You got to stop. You got to stop at two. And I was talking to Trey about this. Trey Yant, who's our resident sales guy, and he goes on and on about. Let me tell you what I know about women, because he's totally the. You know, Trey is sort of like Yoda. Trey will sit at his desk and he'll go, let me pass down my wisdom about the fairer sex. But the deal is, you talk to the girl, you leave a message, she doesn't call you back, whatever. You leave the second message, and I think the second message for the girl has to end with, hey, you've got my number, if you want to get together, give me a call. And then you don't contact her again. Then you leave the ball in her court.
Exactly.
And if she doesn't call you back, so be it. You know, it wasn't meant to be anyway. You don't keep calling, because then it just paints you as desperate, and there is nothing that turns a woman off faster than looking like you really need her.
Well, there's 100 other drunk women in the bar.
Completely. That's the other thing, too, especially because, you know, unhappy divorced women are hard to find, especially in Portland. It's so hard to find women who've been dumped by a husband or two. Those are just... When you walk out of my house, you're probably going to step on three of them before you get to the gate.
Oh, yeah.
All right, excellent. That's what I'm talking about. That's Gabe. All right, so let me just tell you, the separated divorced people are not hard to find. Just go to a bar. Male, female, old, young, doesn't matter. Man, divorced people, we're up to the gills with divorced people here, but you can't call more than twice. But make sure that she's got your phone number or whatever, and then the second message ends with, here's my number, if you want to get together, call me. And then you've got to use your willpower to never call again. You just got to leave the ball on that court, you know, and sometimes, my friend, you got to let those hard-to-get Pringles, you know, go. You just got to let them go.
That is a huge black mark. If someone keeps calling you, you will never call them.
No,
it's
so dumb, because, like, why would you call somebody who actually wants to be with you? You wouldn't. You'll wait, and you know, the girl will spend her time trying to get somebody harder. You know what I mean? All right, what is this? Dear Rick and Christina's absence. So this is the gift from the guy. All right, we'll get this in just a few. Also, Richard Nunn from the WB is going to be here later. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
And it's 2:07, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Car Toys. The place for all your Christmas shopping, the best selection of mobile electronics and wireless phones at incredible sale prices. There's a massive power failure. Apparently a car hit a pole somewhere, and the lights are out in Southwest Portland and in Milwaukee as well. All the traffic lights are out in some spots, and people working at downtown office buildings are forced to go to the bathroom in the dark. Well, the annual burning of the Christmas tree by Portland Fire and Rescue will be held tomorrow at Home Depot at Northeast Glen, next to Airport Way. At 2 o'clock, they'll light a Christmas tree on fire, and we'll get to see how quickly it burns. TV crews will be there, and just for fun, they'll put a few toys underneath to delight the kids.
I wasn't listening to anything before burns. What are they doing?
Burning a Christmas tree.
Why?
Why not? To show how quickly a Christmas tree can be consumed by fire.
Is there any need for this at this point?
We
in
want
time?
To scare the kids.
No, but seriously, I don't understand the need to show how quickly a Christmas tree can be set ablaze. What is a Christmas tree? It's 2002. What is your Christmas tree going to be set on fire by? Nobody puts it. It's not like it's 1842 and we're putting candles in the bows or boughs. Is it bows or boughs?
Bows.
Bows?
I don't know.
Anyway, branches. Well, what is it that's going to set your Christmas tree on fire unless you're sitting in...
All the electrical cords.
Yeah, lights that get too hot, your tree is too dry will actually cause your tree to catch on fire.
That never
starts
really
to smolder.
Many variables
really
can happen
does.
Here.
Really? No,
it ruined Christmas for everyone.
You used to have a little
it
ornament
your
that was a smoke
mobile
detector.
Home.
You ever seen those? It was a little ornament. It looked like a disco ball. But you could actually, it unscrewed into two pieces. There's a smoke detector with
a
little 9-volt battery in it.
That's a good
idea.
It's
pretty cool.
Yeah, this is why
it could happen anywhere.
That's why I go with the fake tree. All that's going to happen is a bad case of melting. Fake trees are better anyway. Fake trees are really more American when you think about it.
Especially the aluminum ones. They shelf Merry Christmas.
No, I'm talking about the, we always have the 6-foot-tall green one from like Walmart and whatnot. It's always perfect shape. You know, it's not going to be falling over. I mean, dropping the needles everywhere and whatnot. Anyway.
Well, speaking of holiday cheer, hundreds of homeless men, women, and children are being evicted from their San Diego shelter today so fumigators can come in and fight the infestation of bed bugs. Fumigation tents went over the two buildings, at St. Vincent de Paul Village this morning. 500 people out in the street till they kill all those bugs. A person dressed as Santa wanted for robbing a Virginia drugstore, the popular painkiller OxyContin, he allegedly went straight to the store's pharmacist, displayed a gun, and demanded the painkiller.
Certainly the disguise that he used, it being seasonable, did not arouse any suspicions. As a matter of fact, we believe some of the customers even greeted him as being jolly old Saint Nick as he made his way back to the pharmacist to do his
excellent
deed.
Hopefully he'll be jollier with his OxyContin. Handcuffs are the fastest-selling item at 5 new shops tailored for women by Germany's largest retailer of sexual merchandise. A big German name said handcuffs have been flying off the shelves of stores that opened this year to focus on sex toys for women rather than the traditional male clientele. Women's sexual appetites are steeped more in the realm of fantasy. They like to use their imaginations more than men.
Well, that's it completely. That's just why. And they wonder why men feel so sexually inferior and inadequate sometimes, why men feel threatened. You know, you take a walk through, like even fantasy. You know, you go through Fantasy or Castle, some of those adult superstores that are targeted at women and couples. You walk through there, and they don't sell anything that's not 18 inches long and dark, you know, in like dark purple. You know what I mean? There's just nothing in there that bears any remote resemblance to reality. It's why men always feel so wigged out by it. And women have got, I don't know what the deal is with women. This is why women, we got to ask Jolie this tomorrow. What is it, is this in Germany you're talking about, the women buying handcuffs?
Yes, it is. 90% of the customers have been women at these new shops.
Yeah, see, because no, see, I, well, remind me to ask Jolie about this tomorrow, the deal with women and handcuffs. I don't know, it's just so hard to figure out what women are even into or what they want, you know what I mean? There seems to be such a huge gap, a ravine, a divide between what men perceive that women want. And then, like, because if a woman just comes over to your house, let me put it this way. According to this article, 90% of the people buying handcuffs at a sex store are women.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reality. But on the other hand, you know, girl comes over to your apartment, girl comes over to your place, you're having a drink, trying to get a little action, you got the Barry White on, you know, you're pouring your the wine and whatnot. A girl sees a pair of handcuffs sitting in your coffee table, you know you're not getting in. A girl comes over to your house, she's a pair of handcuffs sitting on top of the television or by the rotisserie, you know that you're not going to get any love that night. I just don't, it's just so confusing. I don't understand what's going on.
We'll have showers, showers, and more showers for the next 3 days or so. Careful if you're driving in Southwest or in Milwaukee because the power's out in a lot of spots. Tim Riley, KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
Let me ask you this, Sarah. You go over to a guy's house and he's got, like, you're on a date. Maybe it's going to end in a romantic interlude, perhaps not. But you go over to his house, you're sitting there, Leonard Cohen on the stereo, red wine in a glass, and then you see, like, a pair of handcuffs sitting next to the bed. Like, what is your immediate thought?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Is it
a turn off for you?
Scenario. Is this like a first date, or is this after you've been dating
some guy that you don't really know all that well?
If you don't really know.
Couple dates, you're interested in him, but it's not like your longtime companions or anything.
Yeah, I would say in the beginning that would be a little too much.
See, that's what I'm saying. And yet you look at the study and say that all the purchasers of handcuffs are women. And we all know what kind of handcuffs those are, too.
Wait, continue that, though.
What?
One thing, later on in the relationship, I don't think
what date can you break out the handcuffs?
A month and a half?
Do you have to wait until you've already slept together a couple times to then break out handcuffs?
I would think so. I think sleeping together is, something
entirely different. I think if you tried to bust them out on the first time, you might scare somebody off. But if you wait second, third, fourth time, you're probably okay.
Now, is that the rule with all external implements? You have to wait until you've been together a few times to start, like, introducing those? Is that how that works?
You find external.
Well, no, I'm saying, any sort of a toy, any sort of an item that they would sell at a store like that.
I don't know. I think it would just be your level of comfortability with the person.
All right. I guess you don't want
to... These are questions for Jolie.
I guess you don't want to lead with your right. You know what I mean? I guess you want to start out... You know what it is? It's sort of like... Here's the thing. Here's probably what it is. Here's probably why you don't want to use any sort of adult novelty items or... What do they call those in the South? Marital aids. Here's why you don't want to use any marital aids the first time you're with a chick. It's like playing an acoustic guitar as opposed to playing the electric guitar. You play the acoustic guitar, no distortion, no effects, no foot pedals, and it just shows what you can do with the raw materials you have. It shows what you can do with the raw talent that God gave you, as opposed to, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. All right, that's the news. We're going to get, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show at this point our friend and colleague, meteorologist extraordinaire from the WB, talking slowly so that we can play his theme song. Our good friend, Richard Nunn. What's up with you, man?
I will talk slowly in order for Matt to catch up.
Now, Matt just gets this panicked look on his face sometimes when he realizes he's forgotten the load.
I know, he's looking at me like it's my fault. He's the one who told me to call Richard.
Yeah.
I got it.
You're the new person. Everything's your fault.
Yeah, you're the new person, Sarah. It's all going to be your fault for, like, the next month.
Let me ask you this. What date is it that you break out the handcuffs on, Richard?
The very first one.
You just
you got to set the tone from the get-go. If you start trying to sneak the stuff in after 3 months, you can't play church boy and then all of a sudden turn to Satan. My ideal is that... if you're going to be the freak, you got to be the freak from day one. How you know you got a counterpart.
Have them hanging from your rearview mirror from the very beginning.
Exactly. And if they say, I have the other ones without the chain in the middle, then you know. It could be a match made in heaven.
Do you ever meet a girl and they have those weird, freaky, girly handcuffs that are like, they're like pink leopard spotted and padded? Yeah, these weird Victoria's Secret brand handcuffs, that's always bizarre.
Yeah, what's all that about? That's like for ultra-safe slow sex or something. Older people, I guess, use those.
No, it's sort of like, you know what it is? It's what I call Cosmo sex. Cosmo sex is where there's just this sort of hint of nastiness without actually being nasty or interesting in any real way.
And that's good before you go to church to have that, but, after you go out and you say your graces and your blessings, it's time to get home and, break out the real metal.
Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of which, let's welcome to the show our good friend and compatriot, Big Gay Sarah.
Yay!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, Sarah, what's up with you?
I was calling about the whole when you call a girl a million times.
Yeah.
What you gotta do is when she calls you back, then you wait 2 days to call her.
Okay, but I mean, if you call a girl and she doesn't return, how many unreturned calls would you leave with a girl before you quit calling?
One.
Oh, so you
one, yeah.
You just call
yeah,
him once.
Yeah, but then I'm also a freak, and if I'm not getting it on, like, the first or second date, I don't call him back.
If you don't put out, you don't get out.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's not worth my time at that point.
You guys, you're my hero. I'm totally coming back as Sarah in my next life. You know what I mean? Because just the chicks obviously dig you. You have no problem meeting different women. And you've just got, like, the cojones that I don't have.
Well, you know, it helps that I don't actually have cojones.
Yeah, well, they're sort of...
Because women are like, oh, she's a girl. She must be sweet. And then when I'm, you know... Then I'm not, and they are all like, oh, you can be my daddy. It's okay.
Would you be my daddy? you've got honorary cojones. We should make you an honorary man. We'll just make you an honorary dude.
Okay.
I wish there was some sort of a ceremony where we could knight you and make you an honorary guy or something. All right. Okay, so you leave one message.
Yeah.
See, I'm all about... See, I'll acknowledge, I'll give the benefit of the doubt that maybe the roommate deletes it, or maybe, she lives with a sister or parent, or whatever. Somebody deletes it off the machine, but no more than two.
Yeah, but then if they do call back, if after two messages, if they call back, don't call them right away.
No.
Right.
That just screams desperation.
You got
to
make them...
And you know what? The best... I like to give a phone number. When I was single, I would give my phone number. They call me.
Well,
that way, I don't have to think about it. It's not a pressure thing. They call me, and then I know it's good.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. And when you leave the second message, you've got to say, look, here's my number. You call me. If you want to call me, you know, call me. If not, whatever. And then it's like, then you don't have to worry about it. It's in their court. You can just, like, let it lie.
Right. Yeah. And I also wanted to say, Tori Amos is a duct tape girl. You put duct tape over her mouth so you don't have to listen to her, but you can still sleep with her.
Dude, you're the greatest person who's ever lived. You are...
You are Rick's God.
You are all I want to be. You are the wind beneath my wings.
It's
true. All right, there's a friend, Big Gay Sarah. We got to get her a theme song one of these days. I have an idea for a theme song, but we'll bust it out the next time she calls. Don't let me forget that. That's Sarah's first official note to self. Remind me to put that in the system tonight. What I believe is the perfect theme song for Big Gay Sarah.
I've been sort of writing a song that I want to get produced called "And Then You're Gay." And it's like the part of the chorus, the hook is "And then you're gay, and then you're gay, and then you're gay," like that.
Okay. All right. Is this in case that Tupperware thing of yours doesn't work out?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, in case the Stretch and Fresh flops, I can always fall back on my gay songwriting.
Okay. We haven't actually gotten anything important, so hang on. We'll put it all together in a moment. Richard Nunn from the WB is our guest. Later on, we got Lycus, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I still got to open this present, too. We got that coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. We'll be back. Here's Rob Halford.
KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
2:25, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Everybody's Garden Center. A 16-year-old girl back in the witness stand in Georgia today in the trial of two people who allegedly posted a sex party on the internet and charged people $25 to watch people doing the nasty. The girl told a Fulton County jury that 26-year-old Jason Ford paid her for participating in a sex party.
He just asked me that he was throwing a party, and he asked me if I wanted to come.
Did he describe the party to you?
Yes.
What did he say about it?
He said that there was going to be a gangbang going on for his website.
The 16-year-old witness in the sex club trial said the defendant says he would take one-third of her earnings.
He said between every $300 that I made, he would make 100 of it.
The defense tried to get the girl to admit she was lying.
First time you talked to the police at Club Zing, that didn't bother you lying to them, did it?
Not really.
And their police officer standing in front of you and asking you for the truth, right?
Right.
And you looked into their face and you lied to them right to their face.
I wasn't looking in their face.
So there. Portland Metro forecast with the Sash. Oh, by the way, the power's back on. Showers and showers tonight, same for tomorrow. Tim Riley of the KOTK Newsroom.
Hot Talk.
I wonder if it'd be louder with bigger wine.
1080.
Both the face and that other thing.
KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Catherine emails and says, handcuffs. She then says, I have a handcuff key on my key ring. That's a good way to meet men. That's not going to attract a share of weirdos. All right. Joe says, Rick, I have the handcuffs hanging from my rearview mirror. You wouldn't believe the eyebrow raises I get from chicks. You have to let them know from the get-go. Love the show. Keep up the public servicing. That's it, Joe. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. We're going to get to Shannon and Chris in just a moment. We're here with Richard Nunn from the WB. Yeah.
The guy with the handcuffs on the windshield. Odds he's driving a Camaro.
Completely. Primer gray at that.
Yes.
Playing Iron Maiden
wheels
tape.
In the back.
Hey, we got a question for you, actually. Question for Richard Nunn. Is it true that when there is a thunderstorm in the winter, snow usually follows within 2 weeks?
I would say no, that there's not so much of a correlation. The thunderstorms would happen in the winter would be, it's easier to form some during the winter if you have enough warm air underneath, just because warm air rises, so you can create the convection. But I think what they might be thinking of are thunder snows, and there are times where you have these systems come in, especially in the northeast, that are pretty violent. There's a lot of thunder with them, and then usually following is when the cold air comes in, and you'll get the snow combined with lightning and thunder.
All right. You know, the fact that I read the question, you shouldn't convey to you that I care about the answer in any way. Because it's not going to snow here, right? I mean, it's just not going to snow. That's kind of the bottom line here.
Down where we are, no.
Yeah,
but in
not.
The mountains, there is a snow
advisory.
Doesn't matter. Snow levels are down to 3,000 feet.
I mean, it's going to be butt-clenchingly cold, but that's about it. We were on Friday after the toy drive. Everybody who was still there at 7 o'clock basically got invited to dinner. And so we went... We went to a Salvador Molly's on Friday, and it was like the weirdest gathering of people. It was like a bunch of lesbians and a weather guy and like the caterers and like Kristen and Christina and me and like the show people and a vegan. You know, so we're all at Salvador Molly's together, and we had to stand outside for like half an hour waiting on a table, and that wind just like cuts right into your spleen, man. It's horrible. So, all right.
I hate cell phones. I think I completely lost them.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But now we're ending the call, so it's kind of a wash.
All right, good. Yeah, it was a great time at Salvador Molly's. Eat the flaming balls of fire or whatever they're called. Get at least 12 of them.
Yeah. Then, okay.
Feed them to your kids. They'll love them.
Okay. There's Richard Nunn for the WB. 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get Shannon and Chris. Oh, I should open this present, though. This is for me, right?
That is your present. Right. I already took my consulting fee.
All right, excellent. Let's see. Cinema of Fear. Oh, this is actually kind of cool. This is the same company that makes those Run-DMC dolls. They are miniature childlike versions of Freddy Krueger, Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. That's pretty cool. Now, this is the same company that makes the Run-DMC dolls. The little, they're kind of like that little F. Matt doll that we have. Slightly larger than that. Excellent. All right, we're going to get Chris in a moment. Shannon, you're in Portland. You're on Hot Talk to 80KFTK. What's up?
How's it going, Rick?
What do you got?
Hey, yesterday, we just flew back from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico yesterday. We were down there all last week. And
yeah.
We're all kind of laying by the pool and stuff, and, you know, we're talking to people about drinking and everything, and this one couple started saying that they'd gotten so drunk last night, but they haven't been that drunk since the Rick Emerson listener party.
See, spreading the word everywhere like a fungus. It's a pandemic of listening.
And they look like crap, too, so...
Yeah, that's our listeners.
That's but it was kind of cool, though. There was actually like four or five people down there from Portland, and everybody knew who you were, so we kind of talked about that for a little while, but... Anyway, I thought you'd kind of enjoy that. So, F. Matt with Montezuma's Revenge.
This F. Matt is sponsored by Vancouver Pipe and
Excellent.
Tobacco.
It's good to know that no matter where you go on planet Earth, you can always spot a Rick Emerson audience because their hair, they look
and
all
they look
effed
like
up.
Crap.
Yeah, they're all messed up. They're bleeding out of one ear. Yeah, they got a bunch of like tire tracks on them and whatnot. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-737-5555. Chris, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick. I just wanted to call you and let you know I just got back from Disneyland.
Excellent.
And I had the best karma after calling you guys. Down in the one of the Disneyland parks there, they have a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thing.
Uh-huh.
It's just like the TV show, but you're playing the game. And I had tried it several times, trying to get in there and win the prizes. I'm like a walking fount of useless knowledge, so figured it'd be my cup of tea. Couldn't get in. I went to the show right after I talked to you guys, got in on the first try, made it to the 32,000 point level, lost there. But the question right before it, I actually gave you props. I wish I could have had a recorder to catch it, but I said the question was, which musical is loosely based on Romeo and Juliet?
It's, of course, West Side Story.
Of course, that was the answer. It was one of the options, and when it came up, I leaned in and I said, well, as my good friend Rick says, when you're a jet, you're always a jet.
That's right. From your first cigarette to your last dying day, my friend.
I just thought I'd call you up and tell you.
Hey, making lives better even when I'm not around, yes?
And you know, when Sarah answered the phone, just to give you your flips, I had to ask her who it was that died. Because I missed that part. We were in the
Star
car.
Trek? Well, see, and so now I'm a pariah, of course. Now I'm this Judas for saying who dies during Star Trek. When it's just a goddamn Star Trek movie. Jesus. It's not like I'm giving away spoilers to the... It's not like I'm ruining the ending of I don't know, something infinitely more important. I don't even know what it would be. I don't even know what I could... It's not like I'm giving
like
away
the day of the Sixth Sense.
Well, it's not like I'm, you know, no, Darth is Luke's father. It's like, you know, it's just Star Trek. What the hell do you care? Nobody ever really dies in the Star Trek movies anyway. They always come back. Freaking everybody who died, is Spock died. Return the next movie. Doesn't matter. Everybody dies. All right. We got this, Rick. This guy's first mistake. Oh, this is about, the subject line of this email, by the way, is Jolie's advice sucks. This guy's first mistake was that he called more than twice. Two answered phone calls, that's the limit. If this guy follows Jolie's advice, it will net him two things. A, he will never get to go out with her again, and they will start investigating a sex change operation to go with his skirt. B, he'll stroke her ego and convince her that she's just too good for him. What the guy should do is abandon her. For a period of no less than 8 weeks, forget all about her. Then make no more than one phone call at a time when you know she is not home. Not a Friday or Saturday night. She'll think you're a loser. We're talking Monday from your desk at work. Leave her a brief message. Try not to be creepy. Then delete her phone number from his cell phone. Throw away the napkin she scribbled it on when they met at the bar just in case he has a few beers to get the urge to call. Start calling every chick he thinks may be his destiny. That's the other thing that guys always do, too, to louse this up, is that every time you're working on forgetting about a girl or every time you're trying to wait the allotment of days before you call her, guy goes home, gets halfway through a case of Meisterbrow, and then starts going through his wallet, going through his pant pockets. If you have the little black book, you start going through the little black book, calling every girl you can possibly think of, figuring that it's just sort of a numbers game, that it's just some sort of statistical game, that eventually one of those girls will be home and will say, yes, I'm nude and waiting for you to come have sex with me. And it's not going to happen. Let me just shatter that illusion for you now. None of them are going to be home, and if they are, they're not going to want you to come over and have sex, because here's how you think you sound when you call the girl.
Well, hello there, Marjorie. I was just looking at your phone number in my book and thinking about the last time that we engaged in wonderful splendor together. The last time that we illuminated the heavens and the angels sung at the rapturous joy of our physical entwining.
Here's how you really sound.
So I was home, and... and I didn't know if you were doing nothing tonight, and... I was just... Hello? I just... drop the phone. I was just. What are you wearing?
That's exactly what you sound like. And so it's never. Just stop. Just don't do it now. You're gonna thank me later. You know what I mean?
All right.
It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We got more on the way. We got Likas in about 30. We got the world famous Phil Hendry show coming your way at 7. And more of your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. We continue after this.
Rick Emerson.
Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's just like filming yourself having sex. That's another thing where it's like there's the reality in your head and then there's the reality on the screen, and they couldn't be further apart. You know what I mean?
Have you done that?
No, let me tell you this. Let me talk to you about that. I had, and this is the only time this has ever happened, by the way. When I was living in Salt Lake City, this is in like 90, I don't know, late 95. There was this girl that I was sort of real casually seeing. And so we're there when I'm in her house, like 2 a.m., hanging out, doing the whole deal. And she does what guys always do. It's like at some very intimate moment of the evening, it's like guys always wait and spring it on you. It's like they wait until you're in the middle of the sex act or until you're at some very close, intimate, physical moment, and then the guy whispers in your, you know, that cousin you've got, we should invite her over some night. And because they think that if you're ever going to say yes, it's going to be at that moment. And that was her whole thing, too. She's like, I've got a video camera down the hall. And so, no. No, there's just no way. There's
Are
no
you
way.
Sure you said no?
No, I tell you right now, I said no, because there's no, because I know what I really look like. Do you know what I mean? Because you know what I mean? There's, in your head, you have an idealized version of your own physical appearance, but then you wake up and you look in the mirror in the morning or whatever, and you're like, no. And you realize that that's a world away from reality, and you think that you're going to look like, I mean, you think you're going to look like Brad Pitt or something. You think you're getting, you don't. You look like that weird, crabby, fat next-door neighbor when you were growing up who used to stand out watering his lawn for 3 hours, had an artificial hip. That's who you really look like. You look like some sort of a wounded basilope, you know, humping a sofa. That's what you really look like. And so I'm just going to cut the knot on that and not have it done.
That was beautiful.
Well, you asked. What the hell were we doing? Oh, is this the traffic? Here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
There has...
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Rick, I too have a handcuff key on my key ring and have for years. I want to meet Catherine. That's from Mike. I used to work with a guy who had a handcuff key on his key ring all the time, but I assumed it was just in case the man picked you up. Like, what are you going to do with that anyway? Because I asked him, I'm like, what's it mean? He's like, well, if the cops, you know, pick you up or something. Well, yeah, but see, what, you have one too?
Yeah.
But why? What possible reason do you have for carrying a handcuff key on your key ring?
So that I can unlock the handcuffs that I have?
But you're not going to do that. For instance, if a cop comes and handcuffs you, if a chick handcuffs you, you know, she's ostensibly going to handcuff you when she's done with you anyway. Cop handcuffs you, you better not be uncuffing yourself or they'll beat your ass down. I mean, that's...
It's just a matter of not losing the key. I mean, that way I always kind of know where the key is.
Oh, I see. So that's in case the whole... No, it was in case that the woman's going, wait, it was here a second ago. Maybe it's under the mattress. All right. I'm see what you're talking about there. It's 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. My screen's gone all kaflooey here. I guess this is David, I think, on one. David, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. What's up?
Howdy.
How you got?
Yeah, I learned from experience you never, ever film yourself doing the nasty.
Why? What happened to you?
A roommate found it.
Ah.
I came home and there were three guys sitting around drinking beer, laughing at me. I looked like kind of a baboon. My girlfriend looked fantastic.
Well, yeah. Well, the chick usually looks hot, if for no other reason than men are easier to satisfy there than women are. Men are easier to placate. As long as she's not, you know, as long as she's not covered with third-degree burns over 90% of her body, the chick usually looks okay. But the guy, you got the hairy back, and you got the ass hair there, and that's just, it's just nothing but bad.
It was terrible. Never do it.
No, and exactly the person you don't want to find it, that, of course, is who is always going to find it. That's just the way it works.
Exactly, and I have a handcuff key, too.
Excellent. All right, there you go. This is my place, and these are my people. And you can always tell, by the way, the kind of people that are apt to do that sort of a thing. Like, you don't need the hand key, the handcuff key on the keychain to give it away. Like, you can sort of spot those people a mile away. Sometimes in the actual act, like, have you ever done this? We'll get to Jim here in a second, but have you ever done this? Have you ever been in line at the supermarket, like you're in line at Safeway, or you're in line at Albertsons, and you see people buying a particular combination of items either in front of you or behind you, and you know exactly what's going to be going on later that night? Like, you'll see some guys come in, and they've got, like, I know they'll have like a half rack of Lowenbrow and then 10 things of Ready Whip, and you totally know what's going on at the rest of it. They're asked for the rest of it, and then lots of giggling. That's what's going on there. And like a huge thing of aspirin. That's the other thing there. But you'll see, I swear to God, I was at the store, must have been either Thursday night or Friday night, I was at Safeway buying some stuff, and the guy in front of me has, I mean, this is not quite as horrific, but still, it screams loudly of what this guy's evening is going to consist of. Guy in front of me had like a thing of Edge shaving cream, you know, the Edge gel. He had a thing of Arm & Hammer underarm deodorant, had a bottle of aspirin, he had a little mini bottle of Scope, and then right next to it, big thing, Trojan Ribbed. Right there next to it. And so it's like, which in and of itself raises all these interesting questions, like, does the guy only bathe? Does he bathe at all? I mean, he's got all of these weird toiletries. Maybe he doesn't ever actually wash
his body. Were they all little ones, or were they, like, big, normal-sized things?
The Scope was little. The Edge was the Edge shell. Yeah, they were all basically one-shot, like, novelty airport items. You know what I'm talking about there?
Maybe he's going on, like, a little weekend trip, putting together a little travel case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that could be it, too. And that, of course, shows the way the male mind works, that you think if you only smell good enough, chicks will do you. That's all it takes. Only if your armpits just have the right odor, chicks will take off their clothes and do you right there in the airport restroom. I was at a Safeway, I don't know, it's been probably a year or so ago. Here's me standing there buying my Edge gel and my rubbers or whatever. I'm standing there in line buying my stuff, and then behind me, there's a guy, wife beater shirt, bad tattoos on his shoulders, mullet, kind of smells, girl with him. She's got the big ass and the stretch pants sort of things. She's got the shirt. She's cute in sort of like this really trashy, chunky blonde sort of way. And what are they buying? They're buying a bottle of baby oil, condoms, beer, little disposable camera. Right there, baby. That's the kicker. And it's like you can handle the first three, but as soon as you see the fourth, you know that it's an apostasy under the Lord, and you don't want to know any more about it. And then, but the worst part of that is, that's at like 11:30 at night, and so then uncontrollably for the rest of the night, you're looking at your clock trying to figure out when those items are being opened. You're looking at like 12:15, probably into the condoms by now. It's just, or maybe that's just me. Let's not think about it. Jim in Portland, what's up with you?
Yeah, Rick, I usually don't call in and side with you, but on this Star Trek issue, man, I've got a side for with you on this one.
Okay.
I mean, every Star Trek geek knew that Data was going to snuff it.
See, you said that this time, not me.
What do you expect? Every geek was there.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, the movie came in second behind J-Lo's ass.
Yeah. Okay. It's 1-800-727-5955. At what point today did I lose control of the show? Probably
1202.
About, yeah. Just like that tenuous fingernail grasp? Now, not so much. All right. We'll be back. Here's Britney Spears. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Did it.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It wasn't even me that said it this time. I just stood helplessly by and watched the unfolding horror. I'll be calling up
and giggled in that evil little giggle that you do.
Some guy just called practically in tears saying, "My girlfriend is so upset that you gave away the ending. I don't even like this guy."
Please, tell your girlfriend to get back on her medication. Jesus. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. I got Likas coming up about 10 minutes from now, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Oh, it's by the way, while we're kind of closing in here towards the end of the show, we want to give big props to everybody who came by the 2002 KOTK Toy Drive. We were there on Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we got, I forget exactly how many it is, but by the time we left on Friday, We had something like 47, 48 bags.
Over 50.
Over 50 bags of toys.
Yeah. And not like little bags, like big, like...
No, these are full-on
yeah,
bags.
Yeah, huge kind of bag things.
There are people actually showing up that had like shopping carts full of toys that they brought. So it's very cool. People have asked, we've got a couple emails from people who've asked two things. A, what can I do if I wasn't able to come to the toy drive and I want to drop off toys? Where can I do it? How can I get that taken care of? And the answer to that is any fire department or fire station. They're kind of the ones who run the Toys for Tots things. So you can drop it off at any fire department, your new unwrapped toy, and they're aiming for preteen, you know, so like 10, 11, 12-year-olds. And secondly, people want to know if there's any way they can get a copy of the Tim Riley Factor song and not at this... we kind of toyed with the idea of putting it on the website, but we haven't yet. So so right now, I don't know, it's probably on the Internet somewhere. Everything's on the Internet. Just go look for it there. So we want to thank all the listeners who came down on Friday, including but not limited to, let's see, we had Ed, Richard, Brandon, Jennifer, Sandy, Michael, Dave, Rick. I mean, I had a huge master list somewhere. There's a list on the website of everybody who came down, and we want to thank them. We had a guy come down, bring us $100. We had, again, a family came down, brought like three shopping carts full. So we want to thank all those people who came down. We want to thank Heather and Lynette from Delilah's Catering, who provided all kinds of great food for us on Friday as well. And you can reach them at DelilahsCatering.com or 503-243-3324. So we want to thank them and everybody who came down. Oh, and last but not least, by the way, we want to thank Peter Carlin, who gave me, you know what I hold in my hand right here? You know what I got in my hand right here?
That had better not be the Shield 1 and 2.
I got the Shield Season 2, Episodes 1 and 2, baby, right here.
You better watch that tonight because I'm watching it tomorrow.
I think I'm going to take my time viewing these. In fact, I may even watch them in real time. I may watch one tonight, may watch one next Monday. Right here. Look at this. Season 2 of The Shield.
Dude, I'm taking back your present.
Right there. It's too late. It's too late. Your ass gets all the magazines and crap. Never comes my way. None of that stuff ever accrues to Rick. It's about time they started working. Hell, in the last week alone, I've been screwed out of a $65,000 car, a $35,000 car, and like a $900 laptop or something we're going to be giving away. We got to figure out a way to do that, too.
Don't forget about my leather face.
So it's time to get the power of the hell mouth working for me, is what I'm saying here. So Carlin gave me the hookup with this yesterday, so I want to thank him for that. All right, coming up tomorrow on the show, we got another edition of Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero, and your phone calls and all of that coming up. So like is going to be here in about 7 minutes. We're going to have world-famous Phil Hendry show at 7 p.m. We want to thank, people including but not limited to CNN Radio's John Bisney today, J-Lo, Al Gore, Heather again, and Lynette again from Delilah's Catering. Poor dead Data. I'll just say it again. It's Data. He dies. He blows.